Building confidence is up, but ever so slightly, and is nowhere near the levels needed for it to translate into serious investment. The FNBER Building Confidence Index for the second quarter was released earlier today. It shows that the index rose 4 points to 29 points. This basically also suggests that 71% of the respondents are not happy with prevailing business conditions. Well, to take us through the index and the broader industry, I'm joined on the line by Sipamandla Mkwananzi. He's a property economist at FNB. Thanks very much, Sipamandla. You've become a bit of a regular now. You look at about six different divisions in the index. Which areas saw some gains in confidence?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. You correctly point out that there's a very slight improvement in the overall index. Quite positively, I suppose I could put it like that, is that it's four sub sectors out of six that we survey. We saw an improvement in the lives of the main contractors, which are the people who do the actual building, the subcontractors, as well as, which I found positive, was that there was also an uptick in the beginning stages of building. I'm talking about the architects, so that's at the very beginning of a building. So there's also an uptick in there, which we hope at some point will translate into a bit of activity down the pipeline.
Mm. Even though confidence has ticked up, there's really not much to be cheerful about, is there? Because as I indicated in the introduction, it suggests that 71% of the respondents are not really happy with the prevailing business conditions.
Correct. And one way of looking at it is that because we saw a shocking drop in confidence in the last quarter, it might just be some normalization from that. Not necessarily that conditions have become better, but that it's normalizing from a shocking reading that we saw last quarter. But in general, really, there is nothing in the index that suggests that conditions have become better. There are some slight indications of activity picking up, for example, as I mentioned, in the architectural space. But that is also, in many cases, outweighed by thinning margins that business people are reporting on. And this is replicated in many other sectors into the South African economy at the moment. We also see it in the rental space, where landlords are unable to pass on rental escalations to their tenants.
Mm. When we look at the various property sectors, or when you look at the various property sectors, which areas still need more stock? I mean, when we spoke last time about the property sector generally, you talked about how the low-tier property market has so much demand that basically there isn't enough supply for it. Couldn't that sort of area help stimulate the economy? But of course, you need the resources to build those things in the first place.
Definitely. That's one of the low-hanging fruits. Demand in those segments outweigh supply at the moment. So what the people on the ground are saying, which you can argue the whole night, is that the cost doesn't justify the cost of building a low-cost house. In that sector, the cost of serving that sector doesn't justify what developers make out of stock in those sectors. But I mean, we can debate that all day. But generally, that's what they're saying. But you're quite correct that if we could serve that segment, we could immediately see activity picking up in the entire building sector, and we could also see some activity in the rental space as well, because it's also quite subdued at the moment.
Yeah, when you look at macroeconomic factors, just beyond just looking at the property sector, what things need to happen in order to stimulate the property sector and the broader economy?
Look, the subdued property space at the moment, and I'm talking both residential and non-residential, because I mean we are picking up similar trends. For example, shopping center owners are also complaining about high vacancy rates in big shopping malls, and that is replicated in the residential rental space as well. So in our view, it's more of an income story. So, which is also obviously linked to the performance of the overall economy. But income growth in South Africa has sort of stagnated alongside the stagnating economic growth.
Yes.
So even though property prices in real terms, that is generally in real terms, property prices in South Africa are coming down, they're declining. So in other words, in real terms, it's cheaper to buy a house now than it was about 5-10 years ago. But income hasn't, we haven't capitalized because income hasn't caught up with nominal prices. So it's an income story more than anything at the moment.
It's really complicated. Sipho Mandla, nice talking to you. That was Sipho Mandla Mkhwananzi. He's a property economist at FNB.